Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since the scandalous collapse of the SCE&G nuclear plant in the Midlands several years ago, most people in our state are under the impression that that once vibrant industry became relatively dormant. But not so, says our next guest. Jim Little is co-chair of the Southeast Nuclear Advisory Council and an industry representative on our governor's South Carolina Nuclear Advisory Council. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about the Nuclear Advisory Council and your position on it. What is happening? What is going on?
Well, we formed the Nuclear Advisory Council to basically look and address a couple of things. First, to advocate for the companies that are investing lots of dollars and efforts into advanced nuclear technologies, the important role that nuclear power plays in our economy, but also to inform the public about what's going on, because there's often a misunderstanding or misrepresentation of what actually is going on. So that was the primary purpose on it. So I'm the co-chair of the Nuclear Advisory Council, and we're affiliated with E4 Carolinas, which is a 501c6 nonprofit trade organization, of which I'm a member of the board of directors there.
And now I understand that a study has been released recently, too, that the industry has commissioned that is a comprehensive report on the economic impact of your industry here in our state. And of course, many of our listeners well remember the fiasco in the Midlands with the nuclear plant there and the major economic impact that it was supposed to have, in particular for a couple of counties that has, you know, dried up and gone away. But there is still a significant economic impact from the industry.
Oh, yes. It's nuclear hasn't gone away. Obviously, the tragedy of that failed project of Virgil Summer was due to a lot of things that weren't necessarily technology related. I think was the dormancy of nuclear in not having built large mega projects here in the United States for over 30 years. And that was the first of a kind, not technology, but first of a kind project. And we had supply chains that had gone dormant and those kinds of things, and the nature of the contract and the whole mess of Virgil Summer. But nuclear is very strong here in the United States. And what we wanted to do in this was to illuminate what was going on in nuclear, particularly in the what I'll call the Fertile Crescent of nuclear, which is those five states, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee, where a large percentage of nuclear plants exist in the United States and a large concentration of industries exists, was to illuminate not only the benefits of nuclear in terms of its safety and resilience and carbon-free and reliability kinds of things, but its economic contribution, which most people weren't aware of. So we were able to secure funding from the U.S. Department of Commerce to conduct an economic study with economic research PhD from the University of South Carolina, Joy Van Nessen, to say, hey, let's calculate what is the economic contribution of nuclear power in the five-state region. And the results were surprising. $43 billion a year is the economic, what I'll call GDP of nuclear, and just that five-state region. And believe it or not, South Carolina is the largest. Its contribution is $11.1 billion a year, 42,000 jobs, and $1.1 billion in tax revenue. That's pretty significant. We wanted to make sure that we could make the public more aware that nuclear, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's very strong. It's an important factor, particularly in South Carolina, and it's going to increase.
Well, talk about the challenges the industry faces. You know, the biggest challenge that probably on most people's minds, and that's how to deal with the waste generated.
The waste itself is not a large problem. It's more of a political problem than it is a technical one. All the waste that's been generated over the last 50 or 60 years, you could literally put on a single football field. People think it's large volumes. It really isn't. The spent nuclear fuel from these current reactors is stored safely on site, very safely. It's dormant, doesn't even need to be cooled. It just sits there in storage. Now the advanced reactors that are coming online are addressing that more directly. These advanced reactors are designed in such a way that they produce much smaller volumes of nuclear waste and waste that has a much shorter, what we'll call half-life.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It was a pleasure.
Jim Little is co-chair of the Southeast Nuclear Advisory Council and an industry representative on our governor's South Carolina Nuclear Advisory Council. We will have links to both organizations posted at our webpage so you can learn more. SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.